Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Anne-Marie Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic and the Vitality Wellness Spa. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast for January 2nd, 2009. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. Let's start out the new year right with a study out of the Journal of Manipulative and Physiological Therapeutics. The study looked at patient satisfaction with chiropractic care for low back pain. Using well-documented clinical outcomes and assessing for effectiveness and caring, as well as information provided, patients reported high levels of satisfaction with chiropractic care. As those of you who have followed the Health News for a while know, this is not the first story we have brought you on the high level of patient satisfaction with chiropractic care. In fact, patients consistently report greater satisfaction with chiropractic care than all other alternative healthcare methods. And talking about chiropractic care, chiropractic made the news once again, this time on public television. On December 16, 2008, American Medical Review, known for its reporting on science and technology that is changing people's lives, featured the InSight Discovery Subluxation Station and Drs. Patrick Gentempo and David Jackson of the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance. As Dr. Jackson pointed out, chiropractic is the wellness model that all healthcare needs to follow to bring the changes our healthcare system so desperately needs. And when I come back, we'll take a look at the good news and the bad news of screening for colon cancer and what you need to know.
Start the year healthy. Why not turn your resolutions into reality this year? By taking action on what you want, you are far more likely to create it. More than 40% of New Year's resolutions are health-related. Let us help you accomplish your health goals this year. Call Dr. Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic at 781-942-7121. Now back to the news.
First, the bad news. A Canadian study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine found that colonoscopies, the popular test for screening colorectal cancer, was much less accurate than anyone expected. The study found that the test misses about 40% of the cancers that appear on the right side of the colon, the side harder to detect, and also missed about one-third of the cancers on the left side of the colon. The result was a shock to most of the researchers, and this is not the first study with these disappointing results. And now the good news. A simplified colorectal cancer screening test that detects cancer DNA in the stool is showing rather high reliability in screening the dreaded disease. According to the American Journal of Gastroenterology, the test identifies about 88% of all cancers. The American Cancer Society is now saying that this stool test offers a great alternative for those people who would like a less invasive approach to colorectal screening. The test is easy to perform, cheaper, more accurate, and can be performed in local laboratories. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Here's an interesting fact about our sense of hearing. After eating too much, your hearing is less sharp. If you're heading to a concert or a musical after a big meal, you may be doing yourself a disservice. Try eating a smaller meal if you need to keep your hearing pitch perfect. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week where I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Anne-Marie Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic and the Vitality Wellness Spa. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.